Well, hi, it's Mac, and it's Thursday, 2nd of August, 2012, and it's a lovely morning, and so I have brought my bike out, my bicycle, out into the sun to give it a little bit of maintenance and cleaning, and the reason for that is because I've neglected doing it, to be perfectly honest with you. I have a very good bike, a very nice bike. It is a Specialized, and it's a Tricross Sport. That's the model. And I'm without making any claim to boasting about the cost, because it's not as dear as my last bike. This bike retailed originally at just under £1,000. Now, the reason I'm telling you that is not, as I said, because I'm saying, look at me, I've got money. Absolutely not. It's just that I have a keen cyclist all my days since I was a little boy. And I've always had, let's say, good bikes. And the reason I'm telling you this is because why would you neglect a bike that you paid so much money for? And that's what I'm asking myself just now. Because I really shouldn't be neglecting such a lovely bike. And of course I've been neglecting actually using it to a certain extent. I can make the excuse that the weather has been pretty rotten up here during the summer months. But having said that, when I had my last bike, I've only had this one for about 8 or 9 months. And when I had my last bike, which was much dearer than this one, it was a proper road race bike, a BH, and Bravo Hotel, that's the company. And not the company, I'm just giving you the phonetic for BH, Bravo Hotel. And I used to go out on that bike not so long ago, no matter what the weather was. Well, apart from snow, that is. I have all the gear. I have all the proper pro cycling gear, including weather over socks for the really bad weather for my shoes. I had all the under thermal gear. Well, you name it. I have it, and it's still in the wardrobe. But it doesn't apply to this bike, unfortunately, because this is a Tricross bike, which looks like a race bike with the droop handlebars, but it's designed for a entirely different section of cycling. If it says it's Tricross, I'll give you an idea. They're pretty much used in triathlons, the cycling part, that is, not the swimming part, of course. But, so, I'm kind of saying that I'm making excuses about the weather, and I'm also kind of saying that I become lethargic and lazy about getting out in the weather, no matter what it is, and putting the gear on. I've kind of got to the stage now where I'm kind of loath, if that's the correct word, to don all the gear and get out there no matter what the weather is. I'm becoming a bit of a fair weather cyclist, and that's not good when you start to slack and off. It says two things about you: either you're just getting lazy or you're getting older and lazy, and in my case it's both. I suppose maybe just at the age I'm at just now, and with all the other things going on, I'm putting cycling to the back, and that's not good because it keeps you healthy. Like any other sport, it releases endorphins, which is great for your mental health, and I really should be going out and getting those old endorphins going if it makes you feel better. So why would someone who knows the physical and mental benefits that cycling brings, especially if you really do a good bit of work out there. Why would someone who knows all those benefits be neglecting them and not making use of that, especially since they have a bike that's very capable of taking them there? I can't answer that question. All I know is that as a state of play at the moment, that I have become lazy. And when I think about Chris Pilgrim, Chris going out there in all weathers, in his particular job profession, as a courier, cycle courier, I often think, you know, what have I got to complain about? You know, I could still pick the weather. But at least I should be going out much more regularly than what I'm going out. And which brings me around to the reason, or not just the sole reason, but one of the reasons that I've come around to cleaning the bike is to try and motivate myself back into getting out there. And not misusing a piece of equipment that I've spent good money on and a lot of time on. And just letting it sit there in a garage, like most bikes do, by the way. I know most of many of you listening will appreciate the fact that we've bought mountain bikes or road bikes, and in a race of enthusiasm, as for which was probably going to happen just now with the Olympics and Bradley Wiggins winning, all the cycling going on, they'll be out there buying bikes, and 6 months from now, those bikes will be sitting in garages and sheds, rotting away. Waste of time and money. So, I'm a long-time cyclist since I was a wee tot. I always cycle. I use my bike almost every day. And that's no lie, I do use it almost every day, but for the short runs round about my area, just up around the town or through the parks. But I'm now neglecting the serious runs, the 20, 30 and 40 mile runs I used to do regular. I really need to get back on the bike. I really need to get some motivation into my bones. So, I'll leave it at that, and I will get on with cleaning the bike and have it gleaming, and hopefully not in vain. Hopefully I will be sculpting out in it from now on during what's left of the summer months. Yes. Oily rag in hand, oil can in the other, and polishing dusters at my feet. Yes. It's a good day for cleaning the bike. It's an even better day for going out in it. Why am I not cycling it just now and clean it later? Oh dear. We'll get there. Bye for now.